All right. In this lesson, I'm going to teach you the names of family members. The names of family members. Now, in English, we have the terms immediate family and extended family. Do you know what the difference is between your immediate and your extended family? Okay, when we talk about your immediate family, we're talking about your mom, your dad, your brothers, sisters, and your sons and daughters. Okay, so just those three things, okay? Mom, dad, brother, sister, son, daughter. Okay, that's your immediate family. Now, when we talk about the extended family, we're talking about your grandparents, your uncles, your aunts, your cousins. Okay, those are your extended family. Now, in some countries, in some languages, people have specific names for everyone in their extended family. For example, your mom's sister might have a certain title. You might call your mom's sister something and your dad's sister something else. Okay? You might have one word for this, one word for that. Okay? Well, in English, I want you to know English is really simple. When it comes to family members, I think it's the simplest language because we don't have these kinds of distinctions between your mom's side of your family and your dad's side of the family. We don't have separate names for this or that. You know, if you go to like India or Korea or places like that, they've got so many specific words for, you know, for describing the different kinds of relationships and stuff. Okay, in English, it's so easy, right? And I'm just gonna teach you the words you need to know to describe your family members. It's really very easy. You don't need to overthink it. Okay, so first we have mother, father, or you can say mom and dad. Okay, it's easy, mom and dad. Sister, brother. Super easy, right? Son, daughter, right? If you have kids, you will have sons and daughters, or maybe just daughters, maybe just sons. Who knows? They're equal. Right? Men and women are of equal value. Unfortunately, in some cultures favor one gender over the other. And that is sad. But in my humble opinion, men and women are equal. You know, one should not be celebrated more than the other one. You know, in some cultures, if the baby is a boy, they celebrate. And if the baby is a girl, they don't celebrate. They don't do anything. And in some cases, if the baby's a girl, they kill the girl or they just throw the girl away. Just throw her onto the streets. That is absolutely horrific. So shame on you if you are from a culture, if you believe in that culture. We all come from different cultures, right? But we can choose to make a decision to part ways with our culture. If your culture is going the wrong way, you can part ways. You can say bye, culture. You can kiss your culture goodbye. Actually, don't kiss it goodbye. If it's a bad culture, just leave. You can say kiss it goodbye. Kiss it goodbye means see you later, right? Because men and women are equal. If you have a baby girl, you should celebrate just as much as if you have a baby boy. There's no distinction in value. Okay, so the next one is, let's talk about extended family. So uncle and aunt. Uncle and aunt. Some people say aunt, not aunt. Aunt, aunt, same thing, same difference. It's your choice how you want to pronounce it. Okay, so uncle and aunt. So your mom's brother would be your uncle, and also your dad's brother would be your uncle, right? Your mom's sister would be your aunt. Your dad's sister is your aunt. Okay, we don't have any distinction. We just say aunt and uncle. Okay, like I said, in some countries they have different words for that. In English, if we want to distinguish between our uncles, we would just say their name, Uncle John or Aunt Margaret, okay? So if I say, I'm going to my uncle's house, you might say, oh, which uncle? And I could say, I'm going to Uncle John's house, okay? So I don't have a special name for that. I just say Uncle John. And you know what? In our culture in Canada, you know, very often people just call each other by their first names. Sometimes they would just say John, you know, John or Margaret. You know, you might not even say Uncle John. So that's something you need to understand about English. English doesn't have these kinds of honorifics. In English, there's a word called honorifics. We don't have special titles for people. You know, everything is sort of even. You know, it's just hey, what's up, John? What's up, John? You don't have to say hi, John. How are you? You know, it's not really like that. In a lot of cultures, like here in Thailand, I'm in Thailand right now, you know, people are really respectful, and in other places like India or South Korea, if you go to those places, there are so many different kinds of words. But in English, you know, we don't really have those levels of power distance in society. Now, I've made a video probably a year or two ago talking about some aspects of cultural difference. And one of those is sort of this idea of power distance in relationships. In our culture, we don't really have that. Everything is just sort of a lot more even. You know, very often people call their boss by their first name. If your boss's name is John, say, hey, John, what's up? You know, here in Asia, people probably don't call their boss by their first name. You know, they would probably get fired. But back in Canada, we do that all the time. So again, your uncle and your aunt, right? We don't have any difference. We just use those words. Now, also, in some countries, in some languages, they distinguish also by age, right? Maybe your mom's oldest sister has a certain name, and her youngest sister is called something else, right? Whereas in English, we don't distinguish by that either. It's just uncle, 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 right? There's no like eldest uncle, youngest uncle. You know, you could use the word eldest uncle. If you asked me, you know, how many uncles do you have, Mark? I could say, well, I have three uncles. My oldest uncle is named John. My youngest uncle is named Peter, whatever, okay? So like I said, we don't have special words to distinguish, you know, each person's position. Now your uncles and aunts probably have kids, right? If they have kids, those kids are called cousins. They're your cousins, right? Your cousins are your mom or dad's brother or sister's son or daughter. You understand? Your uncle or aunt's son or daughter, those are your cousins. Now, again, with the word cousin, cousin is just it's just cousin. There's no difference on the sides of the family, and there's no difference between male and female. Okay, your boy cousins and your girl cousins are just cousins. There's no difference, there's no special word for it. We just use the word cousin. Okay, now, grandma and grandpa, okay, the same. If it's your mom's parents or your dad's parents, they're both just grandma and grandpa. Like I said, we don't have a specific word to distinguish between your grandparents. Now, if you want to identify, let's say you have two grandmas, right? Your mom's mom and your dad's mom. Well, then if we're having a conversation, if I say I'm going to go to grandma's house, and you say, which grandma? Then I could say, I'm going to Grandma Smith's house, okay? So in that case, I use the last name, not the first name. If you remember with uncle and aunt, it was like the first name, Uncle John, Aunt Margaret, okay? Whereas with grandma and grandpa, it's the last name, not the first name. Let's say your mom's maiden name, right? Usually in our culture, when a man and a woman get married, the woman takes the man's name, the last name, right? But her old last name is called her maiden name. So her parents still have that name. Okay, so let's say a woman's maiden name is Smith. That means her parents, your grandparents' last name is Smith. So you'd say, I'm going to Grandma Smith's house. And let's say your dad's last name, your last name is, I don't know, tree. Let's say it's like plant. Okay, it's not a very common last name, but let's say it's plant. Then you could say, I'm going to Grandma Plant's house. Are you going to Grandma Plant or Grandma Smith's house? You know, say I'm going to Grandma Plant's house. Okay, so that's how we distinguish between the grandmas. You have two grandmas, but if we're not sure which one you're talking about, then you use the last name, not the first name. Okay, now one other category is nieces and nephews. Nieces and nephews. So if your brother or sister has a kid, then that kid will be your niece or nephew. Niece is a girl and a nephew is a boy. Okay, so if your brothers and sisters, if your siblings, brothers and sisters are called your siblings. Your siblings. Do you have siblings? Let me know down in the comments if you have any siblings. Do you have any nieces or nephews? Tell me about your family down there in the comments. Okay, now someone recently asked me a good question down in the comments. They said, Mark, my brother is getting married next month. What should I call that woman? You know, is there a special word in English to refer to her? You know, and that's a great question. And yes, there is. The word is sister-in-law. Sister-in-law, okay? In-law means not by blood, by law, right? So your in-laws are your family who are not related by blood, but related by law, right? So if your brother gets married, that woman will be your sister-in-law, not your sister by blood, right? Your cousins, your grandparents, all of those, those are real relatives, like related by blood, right? But all the ones that are not are called your in-laws. Your in-laws. Do you have in-laws? Now you could have a mother-in-law or a father-in-law, right? If you get married, your husband or wife's parents are your mother-in-law and your father-in-law. You could have a sister-in-law or a brother-in-law, right? If your brother or sister gets married, then that would be your brother-in-law or your sister-in-law. And you can also have a son-in-law or a daughter-in-law, right? If your son gets married, you know, then you have a daughter-in-law. Or if your daughter gets married to a guy, you know, that's your son-in-law. Okay, so we just use in-law for those things. I think mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter. We don't use in-laws for like cousin. Like for example, let's say your cousin gets married. We wouldn't use the word in-law for that. I mean, that's just too far away. We don't say anything. You would just use the person's first name. You could say, you know, hey Lisa. Hi, Lisa. You wouldn't say, hi, cousin-in-law. You wouldn't say, she's my cousin-in-law. I mean, you could say that, but it's not really, it would probably be more natural to say my cousin's wife or my cousin's husband. Okay, so like I said, in English, it's just really simple. We don't have a specific word for all of these things. Now, I should mention that let's get back to the question. The question is, my brother is going to get married next month. Okay, so what should I call her? Well, right now, she is his fiancée. Fiancée. I mean, they're not married yet. She's not your sister-in-law yet. She's your sister-in-law-to-be. She's your sister-in-law-to-be. So right now, before they get married, the best way to describe her is your sister-in-law-to-be, okay? Very often we use the word, those two words, to be, to refer to something in like a marriage or some sort of family relationship that isn't yet but will happen. Okay, we use that specifically for sister-in-law and brother-in-law, or you could say son-in-law, daughter-in-law, to be. Okay, my son is getting married next month, so I'm going to have a daughter-in-law to be. Lisa is my daughter-in-law to be, because it's not official yet, right? So very often in English, you'll hear that. He's my father-in-law to be. She's my mother-in-law to be. In that period of engagement, right? When people are engaged, then they're not husband and wife, they're fiancé, right? So it goes like this: girlfriend, fiancé, wife. Okay, so when your brother went through those stages, right? First he had a girlfriend, then he has a fiancé now, because he's not married yet, and he will have a wife, right? Girlfriend, fiancé, wife, all the same woman, not different. Well, I mean, maybe your brother has a girlfriend and a fiancé and a wife, three different women at the same time. Boy, that would just be crazy. A girlfriend, a fiancé, and a wife at the same time. Have you ever heard of that before? I've never heard of that. That would just be, that would be weird. That would be pretty strange. But anyway, so when people are going to get married, we say they get engaged. Okay, they get engaged, they're not married yet, and then when after the wedding, then they are husband and wife. Husband and wife. Okay, so yeah, I think I covered all the family, all the names, right? It's really easy. Just grandma, grandpa, uncle, cousin, aunt, you know, nephew, niece, mom, dad. I don't know, what else? Mother-in-law, brother-in-law, wife-in-law. No, you can't have a wife-in-law because your wife, your husband and wife are one flesh, right? When people get married in Christianity, I don't know about other religions, but when people get married in Christianity, very often, if you go to a wedding, you'll hear the word, the two become one flesh. Okay, so your wife is, husband and wife are actually of one blood. That's why they're not in-laws. They actually share the same blood. I don't know what it's like in other religions, other cultures. Let me know down in the comments. Are husband and wives seen to be, in your culture or in your religion, is a husband and wife, are they one flesh? Are they one blood? Or are they sort of seen as just two independent people who just happen to be together? I don't know. It's interesting how, I'd be interested to know what your culture views, how your culture views that aspect of marriage. But anyway, so basically this lesson is just to say that it's really simple in English. You know, every language has things that are sort of complicated and really simple. Well, in English, you know, sometimes English grammar can be really complex, but in this area of the different names of family members, it's really easy. Don't overthink it. It's actually super easy. You know, like I said, if you go to a place like India, they've got so many different names for the different, you know, people in their extended family. It's pretty crazy. But on the other hand, they do have there are, you know, simpler things in their languages too. For example, in Hindi and Urdu, the word for tomorrow and yesterday is the same word. Did you know that? It's the same word. They don't have two words, tomorrow and yesterday. They just have one word. Kal. Kal. Kal main Karachi ja raha hoon. Okay, that means tomorrow I'm going to Karachi. Kal main Karachi ja raha hoon. Right? And if you would say yesterday I was in Karachi, you would say, use the same word, kal. Okay. The difference is in the verb tense. How you know that the future and the past is indicated by the verb tense. It's just the same in English. Right, really in English, we don't need two different words. We don't need tomorrow and yesterday. It could be understood based on the verb tense. For example, if I say, tomorrow I'm going to Mumbai, you know it's in the future. But if I said, tomorrow I was in Mumbai, then you would know it's in the past. So really, we don't need two different words. So yeah, that's one aspect of their language that is simpler than English. But their family members, that's just complicated. You know, so every language has some simple things, some complex things. Hey, what's simple in your language? What are some simple and complex things in your language? I would be interested to know down there in the comments. Thank you for always leaving such great comments. I learn a lot from your comments. So thank you for teaching me some cool aspects of your language. Anyway, hope you guys are having a wonderful day wherever you are. Let me know all your questions down there. I've been getting some great questions lately, and I'd like to answer, you know, more of your questions in future videos. So thank you for the great question, and I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.